Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. After a series of SEPTA train fires on its regional rails, the Federal Railroad Administration orders SEPTA to take several steps in the next 7 days to mitigate the risk of fire on the transit agency's aging Silver Liner 4 rail cars. That's after the NTSB says those aging rail cars pose an immediate safety risk and should be sidelined. KYW's Mike DiNardo is following.
The NTSB is urgently recommending that SEPTA suspend operations of its Silver Liner 4 fleet after 5 train fires since February. Two-thirds of SEPTA's regional rail fleet is made up of the more than 50-year-old rail cars. The NTSB says the outdated design of the cars, plus the fact that SEPTA can't determine the cause of the fires, poses an immediate and unacceptable safety risk. SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says SEPTA is not pulling the Silver Liner 4 cars off the tracks right away. He says SEPTA is regulated by the Federal Railroad Administration, so it's waiting for direction from the FRA.
We're confident we're running a very safe fleet. We are addressing each and everything that pops up. FRA has been on site, continues to be on site working with us.
Sauer says the NTSB report shines a light on the fact that SEPTA needs not only recurring operating funds, but money to replace its fleet and infrastructure. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Among the steps required by the Federal Railroad Administration is a review of maintenance planning, submitting an inspection schedule for each Silver Liner 4, and nailing down the causes of each fire this year. It wants a report to the FRA by October 30th. Governor Josh Shapiro says he's determined to preserve vaccine access in Pennsylvania. He signed an executive order Wednesday taking steps to make sure children in the state can continue to get standard immunizations. KYW's Pat Loeb reports.
The executive order was prompted by recent actions of the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, changing guidance on COVID vaccines and restricting measles, mumps, and rubella shots. Shapiro criticized the panel, which was appointed by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a vaccine skeptic.
I want trained professionals who know science to guide you, not RFK Jr., who I believe is wholly unqualified to give medical advice and who is restricting our freedoms.
Shapiro signed the order at CHOP in a room full of doctors who welcome the measures. They include creating a state version of vaccines for children in the event the federal program is restricted or eliminated. The order also creates a central hub for vaccine data provided by medical organizations rather than ACIP.
Our health, our safety, and our economy all depend on people having access to vaccines. And sadly, RFK Jr. and the president want to take that away from us. But hear me on this. They will not succeed.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Call it a dress rehearsal as fans count the minutes until the Phillies take the field for Game 1 of the NLDS on Saturday. The team decided to stay sharp with an intra-squad scrimmage at the bank. KYW's Vic Raghupathy spoke to fans who were treated to inexpensive tickets and the chance to root on the hometown boys as they get ready for Red October.
Go Phillies, let's bring it home this year.
It's a long reprieve between last Sunday's regular season finale and this Saturday's NLDS opener. Bob Barsotti can't wait.
Yeah, I think think it's hard because you have all this buildup from the season and you're just ready for the playoffs to start. But, you know, it's good for the team. They get a couple extra days of rest and hopefully they'll come out ready to go on Saturday.
The hope is Wednesday night's scrimmage between the Pinstripes and the Powder Blues can keep them sharp despite the week off. The Phillies initially planned to sell 20,000 tickets with net proceeds going to charity, but demand was so high more than 31,000 fans paid the $10 admission fee. Joe Holmes says that's something to be proud of.
Cleveland Gardens at 26,000 people for game one. We have 31,000 for a practice game. This is the sports capital of America.
Jen Friel from Springfield wasn't surprised at the turnout.
It's just what the city is. You know, when the sports teams show up for you, we show up for them.
And Barsotti adds the city's blessed to now be awaiting a fourth straight Red October.
That's absolutely awesome that every year we have this opportunity and we have a chance. And that's all you can ask for when you get to October.
In South Philly, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the old local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.